for my edition of Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. I've got Chris Larkin over there in the greater Chillicothe area. Some people say Ottumwa, but it's in that neighborhood. Chris, thanks for being with me again.
Well, thanks for having me, Pat. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. We made it through the new year, and with that, so we know that you have a tremendous cow-calf operation, and talk about your fall calving that just got taken care of.
Yes. You know, the calving season was, it's basically, for me, it's August 15th through about October 15th. And I try to wean the calves. I'm an early weaner. I've got all the calves weaned. I have since just before Christmas. And, you know, where I winter the cows is on some bigger corn stalks and bean stubble, hay fields, whatever. And it's just, you know, if I can have the calf in the feedlot, if there's something, you know, that I need to do health-wise with him, you know, so that's the biggest reason why I wean early. As well, I've got, the cow gets about one cycle without a calf on her, you know, so last chance to get bred, I guess, because I will pull the bulls here, right around the 20th of January.
That's coming right up.
Yeah, it's going to be here real quick. In fact, you know, fortunately, I haven't seen any cows bulling here lately, and so I hope the bulls have done their job. We, as well, we AI'd them, you know, synchronized them for that. And so we'll find out next fall how things went.
We'll talk about preg checking later on. But with this weaning, now some people swear at it, Chris. Some people swear by it. Do you ever think about sign of the moon?
I never have, Pat. You know, people talk about it all the time. I've my boys both have off-farm jobs, and quite honestly, I wean on Friday afternoon or Saturday morning is when we gather, and that's when we're going to wean, you know. So it's got to work for our schedules. We don't look at the sign. A lot of people do. I don't know if there's much to it or not, but generally it's about 3 or 4 days worth of balling, you know.
Right.
Yep.
And that being said, do you separate them as far as possible? I know horse people, they have them across an alley between the foals and the mares, but on calves, is it the same thing, or do you try to get them separated as far as you can?
Well, you know, I've really got three groups of calves that I wean. The first calf heifers are the first ones that get weaned, and generally I wean those around the 10th of November. And then that first calf heifer, she's got the whole breeding season without a calf on her. She's the one that I want to get bred back the most, and the second calf's always harder to get than the first.
Interesting.
And when I wean those, I bring them home, and they're just separated by a gate. And I start AIing the first calf heifers, and the weaned calves are just across the gate from them, and it works really good. The second group that I wean, I actually have a corral to the east that I gather them there and then haul them up here to the house. And generally the cows stay back at that corral for 2 or 3 days. You know, they just don't seem to figure out that the calf's really just right across the road. He's the one making all the noise right across the road.
Right.
And then the last group, I just bring in from the west and wean that they're just across the fence from each other as well. You know, that's probably when you're most susceptible to cows getting out is when you wean, you know, they're going to push through something, you know, looking for that calf. And, I try to leave them here close, you know, do it right here close to home to where they can't go far, you know, so.
Nothing gets the blood pumping more than hearing the words, the cattle are out, right?
Right. Those calls in the middle of the night or the neighbor calling you, you know, nobody wants to get those. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about finishing these out. Do you have a feed lot per se in terms of getting them up to market weight, or how's that go?
That's correct. In fact, I've got about 40 fats from last year's crop left right now. I think I've sold about 100 of them. And they're on a different feed, you know, a cement pad with those guys right now. These calves that I've weaned, they run on a dirt lot with, an apron where the feed bunk is. One group, the last group, I've still got on cement in the lot. And it's just a neat time to move them down with the other ones. But once I get the fat cattle cleaned out, which should be in about the next 6 weeks, then, I'll put some steers out there and start the process again, you know. That's where I grow them at, you know, basically is on that cement. And then I've always got a smaller group still on the dirt, but as I get rid of some, I add to the group of cattle that are on the cement, you know, for finish.
For my edition of Farmer Friday, I've got Chris Larkin with me. Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5. Chris is over there near Chillicothe, Ottumwa area. So talking more about the marketing of these fat cattle, you know, Iowa used to be, back in the day, used to be the number one cattle producer in terms of cattle that got shipped to market. Where is your market now? You know, the Sioux City Stockyards is no more. Denison, I don't believe, has their kill plant there. Where do these animals go?
For the most part, I still go through the sale barn up at Tama. And for the most part, my cattle go to the packing plant right there that's right next to the sale barn.
Okay.
They're into just the black-hided cattle, the higher grading cattle there at the kill at Tama. And that's where most of them go as well. Postville, you know, my cattle have gone there frequently, and Tyson's a buyer as well up there at Tama. Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, go to Tama or Kelowna as far as an auction deal. You know, one of the things I like about the auction, Pat, Iowa Premium Beef, the kill at Tama, they've stopped here and they've bought the cattle up there and they've asked to buy the cattle here. And I do like the competition that a sale barn offers. And yet, Iowa Premium, I think, is a tremendous good market, you know, for cattle here in the state of Iowa. I'm sure glad they're there, you know. And so, but I do like what the sale barn offers as far as guys bidding against each other.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that plant in Tama was brought forth by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. The beef center took care of that and, you know, collaborated to get that taken care of because there wasn't anything around.
Exactly. And I know now there's talk of a plant going up out in southwest Iowa. I believe there's still a couple kills in Omaha as well as Grand Island. And then, you know, Kansas has got two or three kills, you know, out in their country. So, you know, there's still plenty of markets to go to, you know, for the finished cattle in the area. And I wonder at times where they get the numbers at, because I think Iowa Premium, I think they're killing 2,000 head a day.
Interesting.
And yeah, so you know, sometimes it's remarkable that they come up with all the cattle they do.
Yeah, it for sure. Hey, let's switch gears, so to speak. Row crop, obviously, nothing's growing, nothing's in the ground per se, unless you do cover crop. Talk a little bit about your plan for 25 on row crop.
Right. I do the cover crop. Bought some triticale seed off of Dennis Brown, and I really like the cover crop deal. You know, as much for me as I will harvest that for cattle feed.
Sure.
And I like the benefit of what it does for the, you know, holding the soil. And as well, I get a feed for the cattle early in the spring, you know, and the benefit it does with the organic matter. I mean, there's no question of that. Basically, we're going to do the same thing, you know, as far as the rotation on the corn and beans. The markets, and I feed all my corn, Pat, but it's almost to where I could buy corn cheaper than I could produce it.
Oh, my.
Right now. And so, you know, it's you're just reliant on a yield, you know, so heavily with your row crop. And my ground's a lesser ground than some of the ground to the north, you
right.
know.
Right.
And I can't get the yields that they do, although last year was really good. You know, and but anyway, we're going to try her again.
That's all you can do sometimes. I've been talking with Chris Larkin from my edition of Farmer Friday. And just for our listeners, you can go back to listen to this again if you want to. Go to our website, www.kiicradio.com. Select that Listen Live tab that's on the top banner. And then on the right side, you can see this podcast and listen to it all over again along with others as well. Chris, thank you so much. Blessings to you for 2025, sir.
You as well, Pat. Thank you.
Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5.